Thumbs down. We may not need another reference to blondes, but here goes, Bruce.
Well, my thumb is up to the unlikely couple of Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, who this week announced that they were a romantic couple in a way that we didn't really suspect. Maybe it's the fact that they both have experience going downhill, at least in the last couple of years. Maybe it's the fact that they both know what it's like to be high-pressure athletes. And maybe it's the fact that they just enjoy synchronized Twitter and Facebook updates in which they link to pictures that look like they came from a Sears catalog. But the bottom line is this. Tiger Woods, if he wins at Bay Hill today, could be number one again in golf. And maybe, just maybe, he can't do it without a lovely blonde at his side.
Inspired? I mean, I like inspired?
I like my Sears catalog.
Let's see if we like your thumb.
My thumb is up to the Denver Nuggets, who, in this year of the Miami Heat, everyone talking about the Heat, have won 15 games in a row in the NBA. You know what the NBA is all about? It's all about stars like LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Name the stars on the Denver Nuggets. You can't. They don't have any. Well, maybe the coach, George Karl, is a star, but the rest of the team is not. These guys, in their 15-game winning streak, I think five or six games, they trailed in the final minute of play. They have been an amazing sidebar story to the Miami Heat in the NBA.
One of the great advantages they do have is playing at altitude. One of the toughest places to win is Denver.
Their star is their general manager, Masai Ujiri.
Former Raptor.
That's right.
Michael Farber.
And my thumb is up to Mike Komisarek, the former Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman, now a Marlies defenseman, who has shown uncommon grace during this season. 21 straight games, he was scratched. He was not part of the plans moving forward, but he kept a smile on his face. Of course, when you're making $4.5 million, perhaps it's easy to do. Like Wade Redden in St. Louis, people will like him a lot better next year when he's a compliance buyout.
And my thumb is up, for now anyway, to Miami Dolphins receiver Brian Hartline, who signed a $31 million contract this week, but that's not why he's mentioned here. A couple of months ago, Hartline and a friend bought a convenience store, the Smart Stop Mini Mart by name, near Columbus, Ohio. And Hartline revealed in a radio interview that he was staying busy in the offseason. Counting his money? Nope. By working the drive-through, dispensing bread and milk. He said he was living the American dream. The $31 million dream? Nope. The dream of owning his own business. And he gave that business a good advertising boost, I guess. Customers will expect to see the former Ohio State Buckeye at the pickup window every time they drive through. He may wish he had chosen to be a silent partner